Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Insults, ridicule, humor.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, and that is what I thrive in, insults, ridicule, and humor to the left, and they deserve it. Every single day, you guys get up, and you are heroes. You are heroes. You want to know why you're heroes? You're heroes because you fight off the nonsense of leftism. I mean, we put the hero banner on lots of people, but you, the everyday American that gets up, that goes to these rallies, that goes to these panel discussions, that goes to primary events and things like this in order to elect your representatives, you get into the mix because you face day to day the crazy ideas, the crazy things that leftism, it confronts you every single day. It could be something like, oh, they won't let me fly my blue line flag, my HOA. They'll let you fly a Mexican flag. They'll let you fly a gay flag. They'll let you fly a BLM flag or some Pan-African flag, but they won't let you fly American flag or as I said, Blue Lives Matter flag, whatever. This is the crazy world we live in. But it's even crazier when you get into the world of insults. Let me give you an example. When I'm usually talking to some putz dude that's trying to give me crap because he's a lefty, I'll say something like, you know what, you'll never be the man your mom is. Now, that's my comeback to them, just as a quip. Something I learned years ago as a little kid to say to really get somebody upset, you know, like a yo mama kind of a joke. You'll never be the man your mom is. You're like, what are you doing? You talk about my mama. Yeah, and then that's when, you know, we get into a little beef, and then it's over, right? Man down. So, but at the end of the day, the big thing about that may not even be a joke today. You'll never be the man your mom is. May not be a joke. Your mom may very well be your daddy if I wait long enough. Welcome again, people. The art of the insult is going to have to be retooled for my kids. I have spent years teaching my kids how to insult in an effective way. All that training, it seems like it's gone. Here's one. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Hate me because your girlfriend thinks so. Now, if you were a lady saying that, or if I said it to a dude, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Hate me because your boyfriend thinks so. Don't you go talking about my boyfriend. It doesn't even fit. See, in my world of men men and women, if I insult you by saying, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Hate me because your boyfriend thinks so. That is supposed to be a slam. Now it's like, yeah, my boyfriend thinks you're beautiful. You must be out your mind. You know, whatever. They're going to come at me and not even, they're going to miss it. They're going to miss the rapier wit that I just shared with you. What about these pikers that don't want to work? I've used this quip before, folks. I say, you know, you fear success. But in truth, you have nothing to worry about. Well, now we got a group of people that don't want to work. They want to stay home. They don't even care about, quote, success. Success is going to be guaranteed, if you think of it the way the government does. It's going to be guaranteed to them. The government will take care of them. Have you really stopped to think about what these people do, what they represent? To call it scary, it's not scary to me. It's sick. It is a sick ideology that wants to have kids thinking in this crazy world. I'm going to call it 360-degree view of sexuality before they've even defined theirs. See, I don't have a problem of you looking at some freak that wants to change their sex. And you're 21 years old or, you know, some age of consent. I'm not going to make that determination for you because different people age different ways. I wasn't ready to really fully understand the queer nation and all this other stuff probably at the age of 12 or 13. I was still like, what's that? Maybe even as far as 17, 18. I remember this. I remember in college, I had a friend, his name was Alan. I forget what class we had together, but he was a very intellectual kid. And one day, we would trade notes because I was a very smart kid, but I was very gregarious. He was introverted. And one day I go to his room to get notes or something. And you got to understand, in a college dorm is the size of a closet. I mean, it's pretty small. So I knock on the door, doot, 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 nothing. I knock on the door, doot, doot, doot. I'm like, Alan, yelling. It takes this dude like 7 minutes to get to me. So finally he opens the door all, hey, Kevin, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, cool. And there inside of his dorm is this big, one of the hammer throwers on our football team. Not football, on our track team. Guy that threw the hammer. In fact, he's an Olympian. Big black dude from Britain. He and a brother were both on our team, on our track team. And I look over and I'm like, hey, man. And he's like, hey. And then I'm thinking, what the heck took you so long? I need to get these notes. What the heck took you so long to give me these notes? And Alan's all huffy puffy. Like, okay, well, hey, let me get those for you. You know, so he goes and he gets his notes. It was probably 5 years. Y'all think I'm pig. People will think I'm joking. It was probably 5 years after I graduated that I went, what? Those two are gay. They were in there knocking boots or doing whatever gay people do. But that's why, because I'm telling you, our dorm rooms were, if they were 15 feet by 7 feet, I'd be shocked. I mean, you had enough to get two little twin beds in there, little bitty desk, and a little walking space. They were small. Most people know what a dorm room looks like. And it takes Alan 7 minutes to answer the door. And then I get in there, and there's this big hammer thrower just sitting on the bed. I mean, in fully clothed, but sitting on the bed. Hey, Kev. I'm like, hey, man, what's up? Hey, Al, you got those notes? Dang, man, what took you so long? You know, I'm like, oh, no, yeah. And he's all huffy puffy. So I don't want to know what they were doing, but I'll tell you this. They weren't singing old Negro spirituals. Let's put it that way. But that's how obtuse I was. But the point is this. I don't care. Alan is still my friend. We went through college, you know, and whatever class we had together, and we moved on. I haven't talked to him since. But you get my point. But these crazy people, we've had to rewrite everything. The way we look at the world is being rewritten right before your eyes. And we're not old fuddy-duddies. It isn't like we can't adjust to the times. We don't look at our cell phones and think it's operated by Martians. My great-grandfather would look at our cell phone today and go, that thing is evil. You better throw that thing away, kid. But we accept stuff. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. I'm glad you're with me. Keep it up.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to give a shout out to the former Attorney General who replaced Jeff Sessions. Actually, he was appointed by Sessions to be Chief of Staff for Sessions of AG. And then when Sessions got fired by Trump, Matt Whitaker was the person who replaced Jeff Sessions. And I was honored to spend some time with him the other day. And he and his wife... Very, very nice guy. Very accomplished dude. Didn't know Matt played. He's in the Iowa Football Hall of Fame, and he went on to play for Hayden Fry at Iowa. So he's an accomplished guy, good guy, nice guy. And you know, it's interesting to hang around folks that get to that level within the administration, because you know they have to be very, very competent at what they do. And Matt flew in to do some work with some campaigns that I'm actually a strategist on, so it was good to see him, he and his wife. And I know we're going to get together again soon. I know he's going to be back. Also, I was with Rick Grinnell, if you guys remember who Rick is. I was with Rick Grinnell twice in the last month. He came in for two different events, And, you know, so we're getting around out there. I emceed a big political event the other night here in Arizona. And I got to tell you, politics is, it's interesting to be, as I said, to be on the inner circle of it and watching people and watching how people get swayed from one candidate to the other, and and being a sort of a guy that just goes around and engages people and talks to them and finds out what they're about. It's very interesting to be a part of that whole process. I hope you guys stay plugged in. Keep supporting the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and also join the Backstage Club, because that's where we get, you guys give us the $5 or $10 you know, a month we need to operate. But let me tell you something. We are in the process of building a massive media team, epicenter here in the Arizona area, that's going to, here's the thing I want to tell you. I'm not trying to get rid of Fox News. Fox News is what I call them. Fox News. But I think there needs to be something different, and it needs to originate and bubble up from the people. Good example, the breaking of the 2,000 mules thing with Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg, which I'm going to be with Greg Phillips. He's in the movie. Greg is one of the people behind the scenes. But long story short, they broke that story. That wasn't Fox. Fox News is a reporting machine. It's a distribution thing. The people doing the grunt work are the ones who break the stories. And I'm so happy that Catherine and her team didn't just limit that, didn't put that out on Fox. I know Catherine did an interview on, was it OAN or maybe Newsmax? And we're still continuing to work with Greg and those guys behind the scenes. But the point is, the news comes from the citizens, and we can make the stars. The reason, if Hannity breaks that story, he's a hero, right? Oh, Hannity's the man. No, he's not. It is any more than Dinesh is the man because he made 2,000 mules, and I'm not diminishing him at all, especially Dinesh, because he has to put a storyboard together and make that story interesting. But the real heroes are the people like the James O'Keefe who are piecing these things together, who are going out and finding this data, finding these stories, and the whistleblowers are finally coming to them. There are thousands, if not millions, of these people ready to get away, ready to spill the beans. And you want to know why? Because they're sick of what these Democrats are doing. They're sick of the evil agenda of these people. Look at this gun thing, this shooting. And Steve Kerr, the coach of the Warriors, he gives a press conference. You're a basketball coach. Shut up. Nobody wants to hear from you. And his attitude, it's guns, man, it's guns. He knows nothing about this situation. It's always the gun. And you guys heard me rant, was it yesterday? I was talking about, what in the world are you talking about? It's the gun. It's these stupid leftists and these stupid people like Steve Kerr that keep opening their mouths every time, passing blame to an inanimate object. The blame is leftism. And I hope the people that listen to my program, I don't know whether there's dozens of you or there's millions of you, but whatever the number is, I hope that you start spreading the word that every time they talk about the gun, you say, just shut up. I'm sick of hearing about the gun. You are the problem. Law-abiding citizens with guns are the reason this country is not in anarchy right now. Go to in Texas, where it's gun-free, you know, you can carry guns. If they let those teachers have guns, if that kid, I asked this question of some friends. I said, do you think that kid, if he knew a teacher, that there were 15 teachers in that school that had guns, or an SRO, a resource officer, that he would have gone into that school and shot it up? There is no way. When somebody's armed at an event and people know it, they will not come. Case in point, Antifa threatened an event we did. It was a couple years ago on April 15th. Tax day deal. They threatened it. The cops called me. Kev, we got some information. They may come and all. I said, let them come. I go, it'll be a whole different thing than Portland. And he started laughing. I said, don't worry. Thanks for the warning, sir, officer. I appreciate it. And then we did our event. And you know what happened? Nothing. Antifa didn't show up. But you want to know what was circulating around that roughly 1,000 people that came to that event? A lot of people open carry. So he better be a sniper, because I'm going to tell you something. Everybody was ready. We didn't even need additional police security. They asked if we needed it. They said, we'll send a couple units by. I was like, okay, I appreciate you for doing that, but Those guys were like the Maytag repairmen. They had nothing to do. So leftists talk about common sense gun control. Common sense gun control is making sure that the citizens are armed, period. That they take gun safety, period. And they go regularly for firearm training, period. You do that, it's a deterrent. Go ask any prisoner, any predator who got caught, who would you go after? Would you go after somebody that you know is not armed, or would you go after somebody who's armed and knows how to use their arms, and you know, and no, et cetera? It's a simple question, simple answer. One of my friends who's running for office, he goes, I hate to break it to you this way. He goes, I've analyzed every single policy position that I put on my website. And I don't want to, I don't want to break it, you know, get you guys too excited about everything. He goes, 80% of it is common sense. 80% of the changes needed to fix any problem in D.C. is common sense. 20% is devils in the details. But most of it, you can just start implementing simple policy. I'll give you an example. For the border issue, stay in Mexico. Isn't that pretty simple? Don't come across our border. Stay there. We'll sort you out over there. But what do they do? Joe Biden says, no, you get here, we'll give you a ticket, and then you come back later for your court date. How's that working? Illegals pouring into this country. Simple thing. Put up a gate. What do you do? When you see a gate, what do you do? It locked gate. Is it a deterrent or not? If you were trying to take a shortcut from somewhere and there's a place that's got a locked gate and a place that has no fence around it at all, no fencing, no gate, no nothing, where do you go? Just out of curiosity, do you jump the gate, jump in, and then jump it on the other side to get there? Or do you go around that and go to the place that doesn't have a gate or a fence?
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Consumer sentiment is stuck at a 10-year low due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading for May confirmed a more than 10% decline from April. The survey noting negative views on buying conditions for houses and big-ticket items, as well as the outlook for the economy. However, it found less than one-quarter of consumers expected to be worse off financially a year from now. President Biden says a graduating class at the U.S. Naval Academy is ready to help guide the nation to a better future. In his commencement address on Friday, Biden congratulating the 1,100 graduates for persevering through challenges added on by the COVID-19 pandemic. He went on to say this class is graduating at an inflection point, noting their values will help guide the nation to a better future. USA Radio News. A man shot and killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas earlier this week. Texas Department of Public Safety reports officers may have waited up to an hour before engaging and killing the shooter. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez says there may have been a failure of protocol.
Certainly there was, if you're looking at a book that says this is how you do things, that's not what happened here.
Southern Baptist leaders released a once secret list identifying hundreds of pastors and church employees accused of sexual abuse. The decision to release a list of names Thursday came after a firm Guidepost Solutions released a bombshell report investigating the claims. The firm unveiled a 205-page list with names of over 700 church workers accused of abuse between 2000 and 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I know you have a few friends, some holdovers from high school, college, maybe from when you grew up. I'm talking about leftists. And I'm gonna give you some advice right now that I hope you heed. And I hope you understand that I'm trying to help you. But here's the thing. Rid your life from as many leftists as you can. Now, you may have a couple that you go, Kevin, these are my good friends. This is somebody, he's like a brother. I have a leftist bro, Willie. But here's the thing, he doesn't understand that he is not a leftist. That's why he's around. This is a guy who puts money away. We've loaned each other money. We bailed each other out. I'm talking about in big things. But he listens to MSNBC, he drinks the Kool-Aid, he's been a lifelong Democrat, he doesn't get it, but he's an entrepreneur, he understands government overreach, he got railroaded by the IRS, big time. So he's not that guy. If I call him and I need to fight, and he knows he can be killed, he's the first one to jump in his car or fly on a plane to come right there and fight shoulder to shoulder with me. I know this. So that's why I know he's not a complete leftist. But there are those among us who have leftists, and I'm telling you, don't count on them for anything significant. Don't think when the cake hits the fan, they're going to be there for you. It's not going to happen. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Whoopi Goldberg says she will punch the next Republican she hears that says giving thoughts and prayers. Talking about this shooting. You know, when everybody comes on and says, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family, blah, blah, blah. Well, Whoopi, let me help you. If you listen to the program, my thoughts and prayers go out to the family of those killed or wounded. And let me tell you this, my fist and feet go out to anyone who doesn't like it. See, we're legit. Our thoughts and prayers are legitimate. We do understand the ramifications of what happened, and our prayers go to somebody, to a being that will answer our prayers. As sick as this may be, we understand there's a bigger picture for it in the scheme of things. We don't know God's plan, but the Democrats don't know God. So that's why Whoopi's upset. Their thoughts and prayers. That's not going to do anything. Well, let me tell you what, Whoopi Goldberg and all these other leftists that are out there. You know what is going to do something? When you people wake up and stop being the vile, disgusting, despicable human beings you are. Barack Obama got some backlash for a tweet that he made. And this is after this 18-year-old Latino male stormed Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, killing, 19 students? Children. Killed two teachers. A U.S. Border Patrol agent rushed into the building and killed the suspect. Nobody's talking, not many people anyway, in the mainstream media are talking about this law enforcement officer who is supposed to keep us safe from intruders coming into the country. He has to break off and go do a different job, a job that a school resource officer would do if the schools were allowed to have them, a job that a teacher would have done if they'd been armed in the school. Many things could have prevented this knucklehead, lunatic leftist from doing this. But here's what Obama tweeted. As we grieve the children of Uvalde today, we should take time to recognize the 2 years that have passed since the murder of George Floyd under the knee of a police officer. His killing stays with us to this day, especially those who loved him. Now, what in the world does the killing of George Floyd have to do with this? You want an answer? Absolutely nothing. The guy that's supposed to be the uniter is bringing up something else that has zero to do with it. Why? You know why. Because they want police to be demonized. They want guns to be demonized. It's part of the narrative. He continued by promoting his leftist My Brother's Keeper Alliance, which seeks to force police departments to, quote, reimagine policing. I got some news for Barack Obama. Why don't you reimagine community organizing? Why don't you reimagine the rhetoric that goes in the black community? Black leftists, I'm going to put this out there for you because everything gets archived and it's kept forever. You know, who knows how long or who will come back and listen to this program. Let me just say this to black leftists. You are the dumbest people in America to be fooled by charlatans, snake oil salesmen like Barack Obama, Al Sharpton, D. Ray McKesson, Jesse Jackson, and the other race pimps that are out there, essentially prostituting you to the world. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You are the most stupid people. As Dr. Mangrum, a reverend that I used to go when I went to his church, a pastor, he said, more ignorance, black leftists, more ignorance per square inch than most racists per square mile. I will never forget that comment. He was talking about all the silly things we do as a culture and condone. We condone theft. We condone killing. We condone rape culture. We condone toxic, all the things that leftists talk about that they push off on the conservatives. They condone in the black community and we oblige. We love the rappers as they talk smack against women and degrade women as they degrade each other, giving each other nicknames like dog and dirty and stuff like this. They love it. And Barack Obama loves playing into it. He loves hanging around with the jet set rappers, the guys who've gotten that fake money. Again, nothing but pimps to the black community. Whoopi Goldberg, a black pimp who stole the name of a Jew so she could have a career. And what does she do? She ruins black culture. You think anybody wants to be Whoopi Goldberg? Seriously. You think little girls aspire, I can't wait to grow up and be Whoopi Goldberg, where Karen, who's her real name, actually steals the name of a Jew so she can get ahead in life? No denying her talent. She's made a name for herself. Good for her. But instead of doing the right thing, what does she do? She's, I can't wait to slap the next Republican and say thoughts and prayers. Well, what you need to do, Whoopi Goldberg, is you need to get on your knees and you need to pray for forgiveness and salvation for the idiocy that you spit out into this world every day. I started this program by telling conservatives, you know what, folks? You are the heroes because you faced the onslaught of leftist ignorance, frontline warriors every single day. Oh, we may laud and celebrate the President Trumps of the world, or I was hanging out with Matt Whitaker, or even Rick Grinnell, who's one of my heroes, and I could name Dinesh D'Souza and many others. These are people that I'm with routinely. I can name these folks as the heroes, but you are the real heroes. And you know what leftists have? They have political clowns doing political stunts, like Beto O'Rourke. You're not going to know, you have to see the video, but here he is at a press conference. He staged this event. He wants people to think he's significant. So here's what he does at Governor Abbott's event after this shooting in Texas.
Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Sit down. You're out of line.
Shooting is right now, and you're doing nothing.
No, you need to get his ass out of here. This isn't a place to talk to yourself.
This is totally predictable.
Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you are out of line. Sir, you are out of line. Please leave this auditorium. I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch who would come to a deal like this to make a political issue.
Welcome back, everybody. Political theater. It's what the Democrats want you to experience. Political theater. Look, if you believe for one second that Democrats truly care about the people getting killed, why don't they care every day? Why does it take a mass shooting? Do they analyze they love their data, don't they? Why don't they go look at the data of the people who are caught in the inner cities? Analyze who's got legitimate guns, legal guns, who's got illegal guns. Analyze the politics of who's doing it. Analyze the situations that these people are put in that make them result to this level of criminality where they use a firearm. There's lots of things to study. You think that any of these people, do you think Beto O'Rourke really cares about black people being killed? Or a school being shot up? I mean, maybe on a human level, of course, we all say that it's terrible when somebody does something like that. But what is he really looking to do? If you believe that he truly is concerned about gun control the way that a person would be, if indeed it was the gun's fault, completely wrong. Beto cares about how much he can rise in the Democratic Party and how much money you can put in his pockets by helping him do it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-VITAL-90. 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Be upfront about it. I can't stand leftists. Why? I can't stand liars. Why? Because I seek the truth. Even when it hurts, so do you. This is why you have so much angst about you. You're like, I don't want to not like people, Kevin Jackson, but I don't like leftists. And you're okay. You should be okay with that. You're good with God. Don't worry about it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network.com. Can't stand leftists.
They pick and choose. They have moral relativity. The same way they have gender fluidity, they have moral relativity. If they're stealing from you, it's okay. But if you're stealing from them, how dare you? If they're criticizing you, it's okay. But if you're criticizing them, it's gossip. And you should be messed up, you know, whatever. If they believe something, climate nonsense, they label you. You're a denier, and they want you arrested. They want to use special pronouns whenever they decide. They've got all kinds of things that they want to have you do for them that don't apply. You say, I'd like to be called King Kevin. How dare you? Look at him. He's all pompous over there. Why? It's no different than you. They, or whatever you want to call yourself. They ridicule you for belief in God. They ridicule you because you dare have a company. Why isn't it unionized? Why can't we run it? Why can't I be the president? I've been here 2 weeks. That's what leftists do. They claim to want to help everybody. Who have they helped? Oh, Kevin, they helped the gays. Really? They helped the gays to think that they're not human. They've helped the gays to identify themselves through the way that these freaks want to have sex and with whom. Would that be the way you'd want to be? You know, somebody go, hey, listen to you, missionary. You know, listen to you, blah, 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 whatever. Give me your sex, you know, tantric. I don't know what they want to call you. I haven't read the Kama Sutra, but the point is, would you want to be identified that way or would you want to be identified as a human being? I think most people listening to this radio show are human beings first. That's how I treat you. Who am I talking to? Let me ask you, can you report to me your sexuality? Are you your religion? Your hobbies, your color, your gender, or whatever. I talk to this radio on this radio show. I don't care who you are, what you are. I'm like the black dude who doesn't know he's a Klansman. I'm just out there, whatever. And I'm spitting it out there. And you know what? Other than me giving you a little more insight about me, I would venture to tell you my audience isn't a bunch of, you know, the black people going, preach, brother. I think there's a lot of non-blacks listening to the show. I think there are a lot of non-women or non-men listening to the show. That would be women, except for the left. They don't have a definition for a woman. There'd be a lot of not gay listening to the show. There'd be some gay listening to the show. There'd even a few lesbians and transsexuals. Because you know what they've learned about Kevin Jackson? I don't care. What I give you is the truth. You can take it, apply it to your life, don't apply it to your life. It's up to you. But leftists pick and choose. They want you. Oh, don't even get me started. A Goldman Sachs analyst was shot dead on a northbound Q train in New York City as it passed the Manhattan Bridge. Danielle Enriquez, who joined Goldman Sachs Research Division in 2013, was shot in the chest in an unprovoked attack. The story was in the New York Post. You don't believe me? Go look this stuff up. And the family of Enriquez had one message for Mayor Eric Adams, the guy who likes killing babies, but he's not doing anything to stop people from killing citizens. When does it stop? Does this guy want everybody dead? You know what the message to the family was? Do your job. Get crime off the streets. You know what the people in L.A. are saying to Garcetti? Do your job. You know what the people in Detroit are saying to the mayor there? Do your doggone job. In every one of these cities, you know what they're saying? Stop giving special dispensation to criminals because they didn't have a daddy or whatever. Do your freaking job. This article, they say, make a crucial point, especially as it relates to this specific attack. Why? Because it was revealed in the follow-up reporting that the suspect, 25-year-old Andrew Abdullah of Brooklyn, had about, get this, 20 prior arrests for assault, robbery, menacing, and grand larceny. He didn't have enough for them to put him away. Now, let me ask you this. Three strikes, you're out, right? 20 prior arrests for assault, felony, robbery, felony,
menacing and grand larceny, felonies, 20 of them, and he's still walking the streets. And what does he eventually do? He shoots a rising star at Goldman Sachs, a Hispanic man, Daniel Enriquez, in the chest. Now, if you wonder if Andrew Abdullah is a, I don't know, Buddhist, maybe he's Amish. I don't know. He could be Jewish, or he could be none of the above. The same report, by the way, that gave Abdullah's, his record. They got another name for it, but his rap sheet. That's what I was looking for. I was going to spice it up, let y'all know how street savvy I am. His rap sheet. The same report said he had three cases that were still pending, including an April arrest for fourth-degree criminal possession of stolen property for allegedly being found with a stolen motorcycle, as well as a June 2021 arrest for violating a protective order and a March 2021 arrest for assault. Yep. The alleged suspect, this would be Andrew Abdullah Blongada. it's just Andrew Abdullah. But it reminds me of the movie Sling Blade, where the guy said, and you can do this with your Abdullah Oblongada. Anyway, Andrew Abdullah fatally shot 48-year-old Daniel Enriquez. And he's being held without bail. Now, Abdullah is 25 years old. Yeah. It said he was a man with an extensive criminal history who, after allegedly shooting Enriquez in the chest, told other passengers to put their cell phones away. Abdullah's attorney, Kristen Braun, of the Legal Aid Society, told the judge that only one of the six witnesses in the lineup could identify the suspect, whom officials said was wearing a mask on the train. Unbelievable. But you know what? It was the gun's fault, right? A dude who had a rap sheet longer than an elephant's trunk. And they say it was the gun's fault. Anytime there's a shooting, it was the gun's fault. By the way, you haven't heard much about Andrew Abdullah, have you? Let me ask you this question, people. If Andrew Abdullah were, let's say, Timothy McVeigh, and he went on a train and he shot Daniel Enriquez, or he shot Andrew Abdullah, do you think you might know who he is? Timothy McVeigh, this new one? Timothy McVeigh number two? I think you know who he is. I think the media would cover that story. But now, this guy will be tied up in the justice system because sadly nobody took him out. Oh, Kevin, you shouldn't say that. I just said it. This is a guy that's got 20 arrests. How many other things do you think he's done? I'm shocked this fool hasn't been killed by somebody who knows him. I got relatives like this. I told you guys the story of Burrow Jr. Stole my grandfather's rifle. Stole my rifle, too. Left my brother's because my brother had written in indelible ink his name and address on the stock of his rifle. That's why they left it. I remember when we came home and we were like, what is Kirk's gun doing in my room against the wall? It's never there. And we figured out my cousin, Burrow Jr., stole them. He and his buddy, and hawked them. And when he was found leaning out of his car, shot to death in San Antonio, I can even tell you the street, nobody shed a tear. He deserved everything he got. This guy, Andrew Abdullah, 25 years old, with a rap sheet of a career criminal. It's too bad we have to go to trial with this guy. Lots more to talk about, folks. Keep it here. Kevin Jackson, keep listening to this.
Rap putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.